welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Joining me today is a young man who is juggling his career with eventing and being at school, and that's Jacob Flesher from Arkansas. Jacob, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, as I said, you're juggling your riding career and your school at the moment. Just put it all in perspective. Where are you as we speak today?
Well, today I'm actually driving home from college. I go to the University of Arkansas, and I am now in my second semester of my freshman year. And I go to college. My classes start at 7:30, and I'm out by noon every day, so I have time to ride after that. And I've been really lucky in that. I've been able to talk to my professors, and they've allowed me to make up a few tests that I missed, and I've gotten notes from note takers in the class on the days that I missed, and it's all really worked out so far. And I guess stay tuned for sophomore and junior year.
Yes, you've got, what, two more years to go?
Three, actually.
Okay.
Senior years, though, I'll be taking, like, underwater basket weaving and stuff like that. So it won't really matter.
Well, we know how dedicated you are to your eventing as well. So you've got a lot of traveling to do. How long is your commute home to get to your horses today?
It's actually just 3.5 hours. And then we are headed to Pine Top on Wednesday.
Right. So you are juggling school with the commute back home and to your horses. And we want to talk about your horses and where they are right now, because I know you spent some time recently in Ocala with Coach David O'Connor and the under 25 developing riders. Let's first introduce your horses, Jacob. You've got two horses, Flyaway Pharaoh and Prof, that you recently purchased from Britain's Charlotte Bathe. A lot of people will remember her, having been on the British team some years ago. So let's talk about those two horses. Tell us a little bit about them.
Okay. Well, I have had the Prof for probably a year and 7 or 8 months now. And like I said, we got him from Charlotte Bathe. And last year I did the two-star at Red Hills and Young Riders on him, and we are looking forward to attempting our first advance at Pine Top this coming weekend. And he's been great so far. He's just very solid in all three phases. He's been a great horse for me, and he's got a lovely personality. He's like a big puppy dog. And Flyaway Pharaoh, we got through Yvonne Monaghan, our horse agent in Ireland. I got him in this past fall, I think November actually, and he is five, so he is an up-and-coming project, and he's he's a super mover and he's a great jumper, but he's a little wild, so we're just working on rideability at the moment. Maybe he'll be the novice horse of the year this year. that for him is the extent of this year.
And what kind of personality is he? That obviously you have a preference with the kind of horses that you click with. Are these both geldings?
Yes, they're both geldings, and Splash, the paint that I rode for a few years, is always really, he was great outside of his stall, but he was always really grumpy. So Theo's essentially the polar opposite. He'll lick anybody's face, and he whinnies when you come into the barn to see him, and he's just a super social horse. And Pharaoh is, he's quite the same, too, but he's, like I said, just a little wild. He's typically got a chain on him when we lead him, and he's just a little like a fire-headed kid.
And, of course, you're quite tall, and you've not finished growing, I'm sure. So are these big horses?
Yep, Theo is 17 hands, and Pharaoh is actually, he's actually pretty small. He's, I think we say he's 16'2", but he probably sticks right in between 16'1 and 16'2". But he's a good, thick Irish horse, so he's definitely not very thoroughbred-y, so he takes up my leg.
So how often do you get to ride them when you're in school? With a commute over 3 hours, that must be pretty demanding.
Well, my house is actually three and a half hours away, but my horses are up at college with me at all times, and that's the barn's just 5 minutes off campus. They are just at the house right now because I trailered them a few days ago so I could focus for this test and then get them to Little Rock where we were going to leave for Pine Top.
Okay, so they're very convenient for you then to ride them every day. Are you able to do all your schooling and all your fitness work then at college?
Yes, great. I have a the place that I'm at has a great full indoor arena, and it's very nice. They have a full set of standards, and there's a good, it's not a Gallup track, but they've aerated it and kind of essentially made it one for me, and it's great too. And there's also a lot of hills in northern Arkansas. That's great for the fitness too.
Well, I know that Mike Huber helps you a lot. He's your regional coach, your area coach. So, but what help do you get on a day-to-day basis, Jacob?
Well, I ride on my own. But I do take a lot of videos, and I send the videos to Mr. Mike probably once a month or so, and he'll smack me into shape if he needs to and give me some pointers. So that's how we keep that in line, and I also go to him almost every weekend I can. So I probably actually see him in person and take lessons once every month or two.
Right. And what about taking care of the horses then? Do you have any help, or is that down to you as well?
No, as far as turning out and mucking the stalls and feeding and such, the people who own the barn that I'm at do that.
Right. And your parents have been very supportive. I know your mother, Lisa, your father, Chris, go wherever they can to support you. And you've got quite a huge family. Tell us a little bit about your siblings.
The siblings? Okay, well, I have two younger siblings, Sam and Adam. Sam is actually wanting to go into the military, although he's just 16. And he is looking to go to Texas A&M. And Adam, the youngest child, he just turned 14 this year. And, well, he's turning 14 in a few weeks. Oof! Dad, I didn't know that. He is super outgoing. We'll talk to anybody. His we all have Indian nicknames, kind of an inside joke, and his is Three Dogs Barking. And he's just a super funny kid. If you see him around, he'll just talk to anybody. He's a lot of fun to have around. Definitely a good symbol for the Fletcher family. We're a pretty rowdy bunch.
Well, they're all very supportive, and they come to you to area competitions, I know, and the Young Rider Finals. So you've got a great support team there, along with your parents, and the help that you get from Mike Huber as well. But going up a notch now to the under 25 developing riders and being under the watchful eye of David O'Connor, that's a totally different gear you're moving into.
It definitely is. I've been lucky enough to take a few clinics and come down for a week every once in a while in the winter to ride with Mr. David intermittently while I train full-time with Mr. Mike. And the U25 experience is fantastic, and it was really great to bond and meet all of those new kids, because I didn't know many of them because they were all from the vast majority of the East Coast, and I never really go there. I've only been there once for Jersey Fresh. So that was a great opportunity, and Mr. David always gives great, great lessons on and off the horse.
Well, I want to talk about those lessons off the horse, because it is part of his culture that he's developing as the team coach, and his philosophy that it's as important what you learn off the horse, you know, out of the tack, as it is in the tack. Give us an idea of the kind of topics that were covered during that session in Ocala recently.
Okay. Well, I was actually in school when the U25 happened, so I thought I was getting to leave college in the classroom, but I was definitely not. It was like I was right back taking a good 15-hour class schedule with Mr. David. We did everything from horse anatomy to veterinary things to shoeing, and we did the basic principles of dressage all the way, and we took that up further and further every day to different levels and tiers of that ladder. And we started from scratch on the jumping too, and we just brought it all the way up to some more advanced theories. And it was great to be able to, you hear everybody talk the talk, but it's great to really be able to list and understand all of the building blocks that get you to where you want to go.
Now, what about the theoretical side of it, Jacob? I mean, were the books that he recommended that you should be reading?
Yep. He didn't recommend any books specifically to us during the U25 session, but he did recommend three books, I do believe, at the national convention. And he did mention those ones and said that we didn't need to be reading those. And one of them is a German book about the basic principles of dressage and art of riding. And I have actually not read it, but I've read a few books that are essentially a carbon copy of it, and it's great. It really talks about just all of the basic aids that you have, your, you know, you have your three aids, your leg and blow, and then your seat, and then your upper body, and it really gives you a good idea and understanding of how to apply all the different aids to communicate with your horse.
Right. Well, a good foundation there, an essential foundation for your career. Remind everybody how old you are now.
I am 18, and I will actually be turning 19 in May.
Right. So this year, then, an important year in your young development as an event rider. What do you have in store for these two horses for the spring events, Jacob?
Well, like I said, on Pharaoh, we're just kind of playing it by ear. He'll probably be doing novice for quite a while. But Theo, I would love to, the plan, if Pine Top goes well, he is entered right now for the CIC 3-star Red Hills. And if that goes well, then we will catch a few other advance throughout the season. And then the ultimate goal would be the CCI 3-star Bromont.
Right. So some time out of school then to go up to Canada for that event.
No doubt. Well, I will actually be out of school on May 11th. So I will get out of school, go to Chattahoochee, and then I will be out of school in between Chattahoochee and Bromont.
Now, have you at this point in your, you know, life as a student and your plans academically considered what you might do afterwards, Jacob? Is eventing going to feature prominently, or are you going to do it as you are now as an amateur?
Well, I'm keeping all of my options open. I would definitely, if all the right things happen and everything just kind of goes into place, I would love to maybe attempt to be a professional. But like I said, I'm at college. My parents would kill me if I weren't. So I'm definitely keeping my options open. But no, that is something that's always in the back of my mind, something that I'm always considering.
Do you have any goals and aspirations long term? Do you think one day I'd like to be...
Yeah, no doubt. I think everybody does, whether you're 4 years old or you're 70. You know, I'd really love to try and do a 4-star. I'd love to be competitive at the 4-star level.
And you feel you're very competitive already? Is that what you're driven by? Are you driven by performance or the training?
Definitely performance. I'm incredibly competitive, whether I'm playing, I don't know, soccer, rock, paper, scissors, or horses, I'm definitely going to try my best just to win. There's a saying in our family when it comes to card games and such, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
Well, you can't do much cheating in eventing, can you?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You've got to take the long road, that's for sure.
Yep.
Well, terrific. Well, it sounds like you're going to have another fun year, Jacob, enjoying your eventing. Two nice horses. Now, you have to tell everyone what happened to Splash. Falcon Flash, of course, was your partner and well-known because he was a paint. Everybody knows you by that partnership. What happened to him?
Well, he after Young Riders, in 2011, we gave him 3 months off, and he was totally sound then. And when we brought him back out of the field one day when I was going to ride him, he was pretty lame, and it actually digressed for a full month after we treated it with several injections and a few other things like IRAP. And it's actually a ligament problem, and it's a ligament that is around the coffin joint. And we've now done stem cells, so we're hoping for a full recovery, but we won't know for a few more months. And if he does come back, maybe some kid can take him around training, or I'd love to, and we'll just kind of see. Really, it just depends on how he feels, and if he wants to be a fat lazy pony hanging out in the field for the rest of his life, that's totally fine too.
Well, he certainly has been a great partner for you in the past, sort of launching your eventing into a serious phase in your career.
No doubt, no doubt. I owe everything that I've accomplished to him.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you for joining me, Jacob. Good luck with this season and the seasons to come with your horses, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And Jacob is from Little Rock, Arkansas, which is, of course, in Area 5. You can find out more about these podcasts by visiting the website at usca.podbean.com, where you can leave your comments, and you can also find this podcast on iTunes. Just look for the USEA official podcast. I'm Chris Stafford, and I'll be back with more news and interviews right here on the USEA's official podcast. But for now, thank you all for listening.